今日我哋经文系嚟自帖撒罗尼加前书二章十七节到三章十三节。
Scripture reading is in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verses 17 to chapter 3 verse 13.
我哋首先会用广东话用启应嘅方式读，然后再用英文用启应嘅方式读。
We'll be reading this responsively first in Cantonese and then in English.
帖撒罗尼加前书二章十七节，弟兄们，我们暂时与你离别，是面目离别，心里却不离别。我们极力的想法子，很愿意见你们的面。我们的盼望和喜乐，并所夸的冠冕 是什么呢？岂不是我们主耶稣基督来的时候，你们在他面前站立得住么？我们既不能再忍耐，再忍，就愿意独自等在雅典。免得有人被诸般患难摇动，因为你们自己知道，我们受患难原是命定的。为此，我既不能再忍，就打发人去，要晓得你们的信心如何。恐怕那诱惑人的到底诱惑了你们，叫我们的劳苦归于徒然。所以弟兄们，我们在一切困苦患难之中，因着你们的信心，就得了安慰。我们在神面前，因着你们甚是喜乐，为这一切喜乐，可用何等的感谢为你们报答神呢？愿神我们的父和我们的主耶稣一直引领我们到你们那里去。我们一起读第十三节，好使你们当我们主耶稣同他众圣徒来的时候，在我们父神面前心里坚固，成为圣洁，无可责备。
Let us read this responsively. 1 Thessalonians. Dear brothers and sisters, after we were separated from you for a little while, though our hearts never left you, we tried very hard to come back because of our intense longing to see you again.After all, what gives us hope and joy? And what would be our proud reward and crown as we stand before our Lord Jesus when he returns? It is you. Finally, when we could stand it no longer, we decided to stay alone in Athens.
He's our brother and God co-worker in a proclaiming the good news of Christ.We send him to strengthen you and to encourage you in your faith.
And to keep you from being shaken by the troubles you were going through. But you know that we are destined for such troubles.
future trouble would soon come, and they did, and as you will.
That is why, when I could bear it no longer, I sent Timothy to find out whether your faith was still strong. I was afraid that the tempter had gotten the best of you, and that our work had been useless.
You repel that you always remember our visit with joy, and that you want to see us as much as we want to see you.
So we have been greatly encouraged in the midst of our troubles and sufferings. Dear brothers and sisters, because you have remained strong in your faith,
it gives us new life to know that you are standing firm in the Lord.
How we thank God for you. Because of you, we have great joy as we enter God's presence.
Night and day we pray earnestly for you, asking God to let us be again to fill the gaps in your faith.
May God our Father and our Lord Jesus bring us to you very soon.
And may the Lord make your love for one another, for all people, grow and overflow, just as our love for you to overflow.
Let us read the last verse together.
May he, as a result,
make your heart strong, blameless, and holy as you stand before God our Father, when our Lord Jesus comes again with all his holy people.
Amen. 愿神祝福读同埋听佢嘅话嘅人。
May God bless the readers and hearers of his words.
今日程牧师为我哋带嚟神嘅信息，个题目系改变生命的关系。
The message by Pastor Wilson Chang this morning is Relationships that change lives. Let us pray.
Let's take it home.
Lord, we thank you for summer, though it is warm and humid.
天父，虽然而家好似热啲，有啲潮湿，都感谢你俾我哋嘅夏天。
May we come to you and your word with grateful hearts.
我哋带住感恩嘅心嚟到你嘅话语面前。
Fill our hearts and minds with your word.
充满用你嘅话语去充满我哋嘅心意志。
Grant us a healthy trust in you.
俾我哋系完全心嘅信靠你。
And may we experience your love.Fresh this morning.
我哋今天早上再一次经历你俾我哋嘅爱。
We thank you, Lord, that we have a historical faith.
我哋感谢你，因为系我哋嘅信心系亦都系相信历史嘅事情。
And may we realize how crucial it is to embrace the historical death and resurrection of Jesus.
我哋知道我哋要去去拥抱耶稣基督过去里边曾经死同埋复活系几咁重要。
Help us now to put aside our troubles and fix our eyes on the author and perfecter of our faith, Jesus the Christ.
帮助我哋将我哋嘅烦恼暂时摆开，让我哋嘅眼光都注目喺为我哋信心创始成终嘅耶稣基督身上。
We ask that in the precious name of Jesus, Amen.
奉耶稣基督宝贵嘅名字而求。
Well, I think you would agree with me that the Apostle Paul perhaps is probably one of the top five influential people ever.To walk on this earth.
咁我谂你会同意我所讲，就系话保罗系其中一五位之中其中一位最具影响力嘅历史人物。
And I don't believe that's an overstatement, because if you look and analyze history, you will see the people he encountered, their lives were changed.
因为当你睇历史嘅时候，嗰啲遇上保罗嘅人嘅时候，佢哋嘅生命都得到改变。
And this is rather remarkable because he had no earthly power.
呢个系好奇妙嘅，因为喺佢地上边，佢其实冇乜咩能力权力。
He didn't have a lot of wealth to spend.
佢唔系好富裕。
He had no powerful government military behind him.
佢又冇政府啊，军队啊喺佢嘅背后去支持佢。
He had no link to royalty.
佢又冇乜嘢皇族嘅關係。
Yet, time and time again, thousands upon thousands of people's lives were changed as he proclaimed the message of the gospel.
但一次又一次，當佢去宣講呢個福音嘅時候咧， 成千上萬嘅人嘅生命得到改變。
Now, if you're familiar with the New Testament letters, you'll know that Paul traveled through all the cities and towns of that metropolitan region of the Mediterranean.
咁保罗当时喺地中海一带嘅地方系不断嘅去行走。
And he proclaimed, as I had mentioned, the gospel.
佢宣讲呢个福音。
And as we'll see on slide two, the gospel had absolutely none, no affinity, no attraction to any particular culture, race, or group back then.
但呢个福音喺当时冇话特别系对住边一班人、边一个族群特别有一个吸引力。
And as you see on the screen, we know that from passages like 1 Corinthians 1:23.
就好似哥林多前书一章二十七节俾我哋，二十三节俾我哋睇到。
In the English Standard Version, it says, "But we preach Christ crucified, a what? Stumbling block to Jews and what? Folly to Gentiles."
佢话我们却是全钉十字架的基督，在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙。
Let me put his words in another way to you. In other words, the gospel was an offense.To the Jews.
換句話講，這個福音對於這個當時的猶太人來講，是好像冒犯了他們這樣。
And at the same time, a laughing stock, ludicrous to the Gentiles.
同時間對於其他外邦人來講，是一個笑柄。
The gospel was a Jewish carpenter, a man named Jesus, was actually the creator God come to earth.
個福音是什麼呢？就是說這個猶太的木匠他的仔耶稣基督是神的是创造主来到这个世界上面。
And he lives a fairly short life, 30 plus years, and he dies on a cross, rises from the dead for our sins.
他活了三十几年而是死在十字架上面为了我们的罪死在十字架上面。
And the only way anyone can be saved or rescued from themselves and their self-salvation is by believing In what? The historical events of Jesus' death and resurrection.
任何人要得到他拯救的时候，就只可以去相信耶稣基督的死和复活这个历史的事实。
And the Jews were offended by the idea that any human being could say they're the divine creator.
任何人宣称自己他是这个创造主的时候，对于当时的犹太人来讲都是一个冒犯。
Throughout the scriptures, throughout extra-biblical sources, you'll see they were disturbed. They were offended.
在圣经里面很多次我们都看到这些犹太人觉得被冒犯。
Now, didn't that particular point didn't offend the Greeks?
这一点未必是冒犯到希腊人。
The Greeks had lots of stories.About God's becoming human.
咁喺呢希臘人嘅傳統裏邊咧，好多關於神變成人嘅故事。
But the Greeks found the gospel to be absolutely ludicrous, foolish. Why?
但希臘人覺得呢個福音係一個好可笑嘅事情，點解咧
？Well, they were told you have to believe in this historical event, this miraculous event, in order to be saved.
咁佢哋聽到就係話你要。相信这个历史的事件发生，所以你才可以得到拯救。
The Greeks understood that if there was salvation, it had to be an ethic, a philosophy.
但是希腊人他们相信，如果有一个救恩的时候，那个拯救一定是一种的哲学。
That ethic or philosophy had to be cultivated to the higher sensibilities of a human being, and you subjugate your animal side.
而这种所谓的道德或者哲学呢，一定是要从你的感性里面去滋养出来，然后将你那种人里面那种的动物性呢，将它压制下来。
And so, they thought the Apostle Paul was crazy, ludicrous.
所以他们觉得使徒保罗是疯癫的。
And their understanding was that if there was a salvation, it would be a philosophy.
因为他们相信如果有一个拯救的时候，这个拯救一定是一种的哲学。
But on the scene comes the Apostle Paul. Paul arrives in Thessalonica.
但是保罗来到是这个地方。
And he preaches the gospel of Jesus.
他宣讲耶稣基督的福音。
And he says, all of you, even the most cultured, are sinners.
他说你所有的人，任何的文化的人都是罪人。
And there's no hope for you, he says, unless you believe in the death and resurrection of this man, Jesus Christ.
如果你不相信耶稣基督的死和复活的时候，你无盼望。
He is the Son of God.
他是神的儿子。
And everyone, Jew and Greek and Gentile, hated the gospel message, just like today in New York City.
但无论犹太人、希利人、外邦人，他们都憎恨这个福音，就好像今天纽约市一样。
And do you know what a lot of secular reason people think today?
你知不知今天所有普遍的人他们想什么呢？
They say, I can't believe you Christians, you would believe in the literal death and resurrection of Jesus the Christ.
他们说我不相信你们基督徒居然会相信历史里面耶稣基督从死里复活。
In other words, the implication is, oh, back then, you know, first century, that was done.
就是说他们说在当时第一世纪里面这件事可能发生过。
But we sophisticated 21st century types in the scientific age, the age of technology, that stuff has been.
但是对于我们今天在这个所谓的科技的时代，那件事情已经是以前的事。
In other words, the implication is we've outgrown that death and resurrection stuff.
换句话说，我们现在这个年代已经不再需要相信这些什么事，死里复活的这些事。
Secular reasonable people would argue that back then in Paul's ancient day, they didn't have a problem with the literal understanding of Jesus' death and resurrection.
他们今天想就是说在当时第一世纪的人他们 去看耶稣基督的死里复活的历史的事情对他们来说是没问题的。
That's why, as a Christian, you should point out passages like this, that is a faulty perception, a faulty understanding.
所以今天我们作为基督徒我们要将这篇的经文指给他们看到是他们的想法是错误的。
Because in a lot of places in the New Testament, people in Paul's day had an enormous problem with believing what happened to Jesus, that he died and rose from the dead.
因为圣经里面很多地方都指出在当时的人来说，对他们来说，去相信耶稣基督的死，从死里复活都是一个很困难的事。
And the entire setting of this passage that we just read tells you that.
我们刚才看过的经文它的背景也都被我们看到这件事。
The Apostle Paul had gone to Thessalonica. He began to preach the gospel.
保罗去到帖撒罗尼加去宣讲福音。
And God converted people through the message.
神藉着他的信息去改变人。
And the whole town was in an incredible uproar. They were ready to strangle the Apostle Paul and Silas.
整个城都引起骚动，他甚至乎想杀死保罗和西拉。
And every time he tried to come back, it was too dangerous.
每一次他们尝试回来这个城里面的时候都是很危险的。
In fact, as we learned at the picnic in May, when we looked at 1 Thessalonians 1, you'll remember that Paul was run out of town.
我们之前都讲过帖撒罗尼迦前书的时候，看到保罗他其实要好像逃避他们这样要离开这个城。
He had to leave under cover of night to save his very life.
他在夜晚里面有些事去、啊、要去好不被人知道这样去离开这个城。
Why?
为什么呢？
He was just a preacher proclaiming the Christ that died and rose from the grave.
为什么呢？他只不过是一个人去宣讲耶稣基督从死里复活这件事。
It's because the people back then are just like today. They had trouble believing in the literal death and resurrection of Jesus.
因为当时的人和今天的人一样，他们很难去相信耶稣基督死和复活。
And with that background, Paul, you have to be mesmerized, you have to be astonished that Paul goes into every town and city with no worldly power and proclaims this message that's indigestible, and people believe.
所以我们会觉得很诧异，为什么保罗仍然去这个地中海这么多的城市去宣讲这个福音，并且有这么多人去信主。
religious Jews, sophisticated Greeks, the religious as well as the secular hated the gospel.
無論是好迷信他们宗教的犹太人，或者他们的知识很精细的希腊人，他们都很难相信这个福音。
Yet just we said, just like we said a month ago at the picnic, the gospel is a power.
就好像一个月前我们在这个旅行里面所讲的，就是说这个福音就是这个大能。
The message of the gospel and changed lives that happen because of the gospel wins and converts people to believe.
因为这个福音能够改变人，让他们去相信。
People's lives are changed by the gospel.
人的生命得到改变是藉着这个福音。
Thousands upon thousands in that region, in the Mediterranean, are changed when Apostle Paul appears and proclaims.
成千上万的人在这个地中海里面去听到这个福音，他的生命得到改变。
And there are so many conversions, as you can check it in history, you can check it in the Bible, throughout history, Christians back then, up to the 4th century, Christianity flourished. It took over the cities.
你睇歷史嘅時候，你都睇到係直至到四世紀呢、這個福音呢、這個基督教就不斷嘅去興旺，去到唔同嘅地方。
And so my question for you to consider is how? How could that happen?
我今日俾你嘅問題就係話點解可以咁樣發生咧
？How can it happen today in places like China and in East Africa?
點解今日喺中國同埋喺東非嘅地方都可以咁樣發生咧？
Well, the answer is Paul knew something about changing people.
個答案就係話保羅知道人係點樣改變。
He knew the basics. God changes people.
佢知道嗰個基本就係話神去改變人。
But why? Why was the Apostle Paul a channel for that?
但係點解知道可以保羅知道可以點樣做咧
？What did he do that enabled that to happen?
他做過什麼可以讓人的生命得到改變呢
Well, Paul had conditions under which people were changed. From what? The inside out. They were changed from the inside out, not the outside in.
就是說人是從心裡面去改變到外面，而不是由外面去入面。
And we too, today, because we know a lot of people that need change, maybe we need change, we need to embrace those methods and conditions.
就好似今日我哋好自己需要改變，我哋睇到人需要改變，我哋都要睇到喺咩情況之下可以得到你個改變。
Everyone here and out there has someone in their life that needs change. Parents, children, siblings, relatives, friends, acquaintances.
無論係喺呢度或者出邊嘅人，我哋生命裏邊都有一啲人係需要得到生命嘅改變。無論係你屋企、你嘅兄弟姊妹、你嘅兒子、兒女。或者你所認識的朋友
Because we know they're unhappy and miserable.
因為我們知道他是在痛苦和不開心的當中
And because we care, we want to change them.
我們關心他們，所以我們希望他們得到改變
And most of us have tried to even change ourselves from the outside in.
但我們很多時候我們以為由外面去改到入面
We've done all sorts of things to try to have people change and ourselves to change for the better.
我们尝试用不同的方法去尝试得到改变。
We want to change. We want to do right. We want to help society be better.
我们想得到改变，我们想这个社会变得更加好。
No matter what we do, we can't change people.
但是无论我们做什么，我们都不能够改变人。
And if you're concerned about those people who need change in their lives, you know that the change has to come from the inside out.
如果你是关心他们想他们得到改变的时候你要知道这个改变是要由心里面发出
That means God has to touch the core of your being the essence of your being
就是说神要去到人的中心里面
That something from the outside in is surfacey It won't help It might help for just a time and a season But you'll go back to your bad habits
如果你是由外面开始的时候这个只不过是一个短暂的改变到最後，你嘅舊嘅老我仍然會翻出嚟。
At First Thessalonians 2 tells you how Paul did it, how he was a change agent.
帖撒羅尼迦前書俾你睇到保羅去睇點樣去改變人。
And I hope you will read through both letters, First and Second Thessalonians today in the afternoon or evening,
you'll see it's in those letters throughout.
我哋希望你有時間能夠去睇曬哥林多帖撒羅尼加前後書。
As you'll see on slide 3, Paul loved people sincerely and deeply, but with a focus of mind on God.
保罗是真诚的，很深的去爱人，但是他的心里面仍然是专注在神那里。
Yes, Paul gave his heart away. He put his whole entire being into this ministry. He was fervently trying to serve the Lord and others.
保罗是全心全意将他的生命去摆在这个事工上面，去服侍神，服侍人。
But he didn't do it in some general way. He focused in on God.
他是专注在神那里。
You invest yourself personally in a person so that your joy is bound up in that person.
如果你将自己 去投资在另一个人的身上的时候，你的喜乐其实就跟那个人的喜乐是联系着。
But you need to do that with your head straight on.
但你这样做的时候，你的头脑仍然是要清晰。
Let me repeat that. You give of yourself, yes. But you do love others with a clear head. You must have a clear head.
换句话说，你将你的生命去给出来，但是你的头脑要有一个清晰的思想。
Because if you don't give yourself completely and with a clear head, you're not doing...What you're going to end up manipulating people, and they're going to manipulate you.
如果唔系嘅时候咧，你始终只不过系去尝试去控制人，或者被人去控制你。
You know, obviously, if you invest money in a startup business, and the business goes bad, it goes under, you lose your money.
譬如好似你将钱去投资喺一个事业嘅里边，如果呢个生意系失败咗嘅时候，你就失去咗你嘅钱。
And sadly to say, it's the same with relationships.
可惜嘅就系喺关系上边一样嘅。
You know that as a fellow human being, it will cost you. It will cost you dearly to invest in relationships.
你要投资喺关系上边，呢个系要使到你付出代价。
Because you're involved. You're involved with people to the point that their joys.Are wrapped up in your joys. Their sorrows are wrapped up in your sorrows.
因为你咁样投资嘅时候，那个人嘅喜乐同埋哀伤，其实都同你有关系。
And the Apostle Paul, in his use of language here, shows he has made tremendous personal investment in people, but with a clear focus on God.
喺保罗喺呢度所讲，用佢嘅说话嚟讲，其实佢系喺佢嘅生命里边投资咗好大喺呢啲人嘅生命里边。
Take, for example, the incident in verse 17, our first verse, 1 Thessalonians 2:17. Paul says, we were, in the English Standard Version, torn away from you. We were torn away from you.
譬如在第十七节中文翻译，他说我们暂时与你们离别。
I know the translation we read, the New Living Translation, slightly different. It's separated, though our hearts never left you.
但他们的心呢从未离开过他们。
You know, that's a word, if you look it up in a Greek lexicon, it's a word that means grieved when a loved one dies.
中文翻译里面离别那个字，其实就好像你一个所爱的人，你的至亲是死去的时候，你那种的哀伤。
And it's almost always used to mean a family member has passed away.
就好像你一个家人去离世。
So it means grieving, or as B-Dag says, to make an orphan of.
就好像说是将你是留在这里，这个家人离世，你好像变成一个孤儿一样。
And that's just the beginning of what he says. And then Paul says, out of our intense longing for you, we made every effort to see you.
然后他说我们极力地想法子，很愿意见你们的面。
And that intense longing, that word is that famous word that I mention often, epithymia.
那个极力想法的，极力的想回去里面那个字在希腊文。
It's the Koine Greek word that means literally epi-desire.
是一个好像一个很大的欲望渴求一样。
Or you probably can translate it, though it's used in a negative way, lust.
就好像一个负面的词语，好像一个欲望的字一样。
And in almost every other place that Paul uses the word epithymia, He uses it in a negative way, lust.
保罗在圣经里面其他地方用这个字的时候都是一个负面的讲法，这个欲望。
But the Apostle Paul has the audacity to use it here in a good way.
但保罗在这里用的是一个正面的一个字眼。
He says, we lust after your personal presence. We long for you.
他说保罗说极力的想回到你那里，他想渴望很渴求的去到他们那里。
And if that didn't convince you, look at verses 19 and 20 again.
又看19和20节。
He says, for what is our hope, our joy? Indeed, you are our glory and joy.
他说我们的渴，我们的盼望和我们的喜乐，只有他说我们的荣耀，我们的喜乐，是他们。
Clearly says, I have put so much of my heart into you that my joy is clouded when your joy is clouded.
他说因为我的生命，我的心已经在你的，摆在你们那里，所以你们的喜乐就是我们的，我的喜乐。
I'm no longer emotionally detached from you.
我已经不能够再跟你们去分开。
I'm not emotionally independent from you.
他说我的感情都不能够从你们那里去独立出来了。
And the clincher is in verse 8, chapter 3, verse 8.
他在第三章第八节有一个很特别的宣告。
Paul didn't know what was going to happen with the Thessalonian Christians.
保罗不知道帖撒罗尼迦人的基督徒他们有什么事发生。
And as I mentioned before, if you're familiar with this letter, you'll know that he had to leave, right? He couldn't get back to them because it was dangerous for him to get back to them.
但因为当时的环境很危险，所以他要离开他们暂时一段时间。
And he had to leave before he could really instruct them well. That's what he was concerned about.
并且他当时都没有时间，没有充足的时间去好好的教导他们，这个是他所关心的。
Instructing them in the gospel, instructing them in how to live the Christian life.
去教导他们关于福音的事情，教导他们怎样过基督徒的生活。
And he was so concerned about them that finally he sends Timothy back, right, out of his hardship, right, because he'd be alone.
他很担心他们，但他去到一个地步要将提摩太去差派去到他们的当中，纵使这样保罗会变得一个剩下他自己一个人。
Of course it was dangerous for Timothy, but it was less dangerous for Timothy because they weren't really looking for Timothy, they were looking for Paul.
雖然可能對於提摩太可能未必咁危險，因為佢哋所揾嘅都係其實係保羅。
And then, as he says in chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, I was so concerned about you, I was willing to send Timothy back and be alone and risk his life.
因為睇佢話願意獨自等在雅典，打發我們的兄弟在基督福音上做執事的提摩太前去。
But then, he sees some glimmers of hope. Timothy has come back, and he has told me, "You stand firm in the Lord."
跟住提摩太翻嚟去报告嘅时候，保罗就知道佢哋喺神嘅福音上边能够站立得稳。
And then the highlight, verse 8, First Thessalonians 3:8, Paul says, "Now we live because you." Stand firm in the Lord.
由第八节，他说：你们若靠主站立得稳，我们就活了。
See, Paul was saying he was dying. He was kind of feeling dead because he heard the news that the Thessalonians were doubting. They were lacking faith. They were failing in faith and love.
当时当保罗之前他听到话，他好似他们去怀疑这个福音啊，不是很信的时候。保罗自己的生命好像觉得就来死一样。
He says, when I thought you were spiritually backsliding, I was dying.
他说当我以为你的灵性好像已经是向下滑的时候，我就好像死一样。
Then I heard the news from Timothy, where he came back from visiting you. And then Paul says, now I live, I really live.
然后他听到提摩太回来报告的时候，保罗就说我现在真的活着了。
That's the phrase in verse 8 in the translation we read. He gives us new life. That means, again, same word, epithymia, a epi-desire.
他说你现在给我一个新的生命，我所以很渴求的去到你们那里。
It's like putting a dying fish back in the water, reviving and saving the fish's life, and he swims off.
就好像一条鱼，它就来在陆地上面就来死的时候，你将它回去水
擺翻喺水裏邊嘅時候，佢又活過嚟。
Is this just an exaggeration? You know, preachers, you know, tend to use hyperbole. Is this just hyperbole by the Apostle Paul?
咁喺保罗讲呢段说话，佢系咪只不过系夸大其词，将佢夸张咗咧
？Is this some type of rhetorical literary device, right? Because it is a letter, right? Is it a rhetorical literary device that he uses?
系咪就系只系佢喺文字上边嘅用词用语系特别夸大咧
？Is he just exaggerating, or is this reality?
还是系一个真实嘅境况咧
？It's absolutely real，
系真嘅。
Why? Look at the results. Look at the results. Thousands upon thousands stand firm in the Lord, willing to die. They're following Christ.
我哋只要睇下结果，就系话成千上万嘅人，佢哋得生命得到改变，佢哋愿意为耶稣基督去死。
And so you get the picture. You get the formula too.You need good preaching, faithful preaching of the gospel, and you need Christians to love others.
你睇到个关键就系话要听到呢个忠心宣讲福音，同埋你要将你去用爱去教导人。
And you need a balance to reach the world with Christ, for Christ. A balance, good preaching and love.
你要同時間有一個好好嘅宣講，正確嘅宣講，同埋有愛呢兩樣嘢。當你平衡去向你嘅世界去宣講。
Come on, you know how it works. You're a human being. People need to be loved, right?
我哋知道人都需要被愛。
These are the conditions for trying to change anyone, right? You know that.
要去改變任何人，我哋需要去愛人先。
The Thessalonians knew that Paul loved them and cared for their very souls.
帖撒羅尼家人都知道保罗去爱他们，去关心他们的灵魂。
He had given his heart away. He had invested in them.
他将他的心去给过他们，将他的生命都是投资在他们的生命上面。
That's why the burnout rate for pastors is great. Did you know the average pastor stays in the career for 5 years only? 5 years.
所以很多的牧师他们很快就是离开了他们的工作。一般的牧师他们是只是留在他们的工作上面五年。
It's because you pour your soul into other people's souls.
因为他们将他的灵魂去倾倒在别人的灵魂身上。
And、when they don't respond, there's a burnout.
当他们不回应的时候，他们的生命就好像耗尽一样。
Because...The preacher's joy is tied in with your standing firm and your joy in the Lord.
因为一个牧者的喜乐都是联系在他的会众他们的生命得到改变和建立的上面。
You don't have to be a great articulator, a good communicator of the gospel to help change people.
你不需要是很懂怎样去 用词去讲这个福音，以致你才可以改变人。
But you do have to know the gospel yourself. It has to be not only known up here, but in the core of your being.
但你自己首先要去清楚明白这个福音，不单是头脑上面，而是你的心里面。
And that will enable you to care for souls that need to know that you care.
你这样就可以给人看到你都是关心他们。
That means it's going to take more than sending a card or bringing food.
所以不单只是要去将这个食物分派给人。
Don't get me wrong, those are good things. It's not enough.
这个是好事，但是呢，这个是不足够的。
You have to enter into the suffering.
你要进入到他们的苦难的里面。
You have to give of yourself.
你要将自己去给出来。
You can't be just courteous.
你不可以只是单单的有礼貌这样做。
You have to come alongside and enter into the other person's suffering.
你要是来到这个人的旁边，进入到他的苦难的里面。
You have to speak into their soul.
你要对他们的灵魂去说话。
That will cost you.
你是要付出代价的。
And at the same time of giving your heart, you must keep your head. You must keep your head focused on the Lord.
当你将你的心给出来的时候，同时间你的头脑要清晰是专注在神的里面。
Because if you don't, it's a peril to you.And it won't be effective for others.
如果你唔系咁样做嘅时候，对你嚟讲系冇好处，对其他人亦都冇一个功用。
let me explain. Paul had given his heart away, but he's not emotionally independent, like detached, right?
保罗将他的心去给出来，给在他的会众里面，但是他不是将他的感情是完全的，是割断。
But he's not either emotionally dependent, because that's dangerous.
但是同时间他的感情也不是完全的依靠在他的帖撒罗尼迦的信徒里面。
What I mean by that is when you're emotionally dependent on someone, you're warming your poor little heart, your little self-esteem,on the other person's approval of you. That's why you're involved with them.
因为当你咁样做嘅时候咧，你只要好似你将你嘅自尊、你嘅价值都系依靠喺别人嘅身上边。
Because you're involved to get their approval. You're a people pleaser. You want them to approve of you.
因为你想得到佢哋嘅认同，你尝试要取悦人，你想佢哋认同你。
And that means relationship's all about you. It's not about them. It's about you.
咁呢個關係就好似係完全係關係到你自己，唔係關係到佢哋。
And that ultimately won't help you. It might help you a little bit. Won't help them.
但係至終呢種嘅關係唔會幫助到佢哋。
And here's another obvious problem. If you keep your head and your heart and not invest at all in the other, you're what? Emotionally independent, right?
咁但係另一方面，如果你嘅心係抽離，你嘅頭腦亦都唔喺佢哋嘅裏邊。你的情感就好像完全的跟他们割断。
And when you're emotionally detached, when you tell the truth, you'll sound like you're, and you will have, a judgmental spirit.
如果你的情感跟他们完全割断的时候，当你去将这个真理去讲出来，你就变成一个审判官去判断他们一样。
So do you see the two perils? If you hold on to your head and your heart,Or if you give away your head and your heart, in neither situation will you be able to change people.
所以两个处境，当你的头脑同埋你的心同佢哋割断，或者系你将你的头脑同埋心完全摆落去嘅时候，两方面你都唔能够帮助佢哋。
You'll see that more clearly if you read the entire letters, First Thessalonians. But again, let me point to your attention to verse 10 because there's an example right there.
第十节有一个例子。
Verse 10.If you could shine that up, please, 3:10. Night and day, we pray most earnestly that we may see you again and supply what is lacking in your faith. Again, I'm reading from the NIV there, which I think is more clearer. New Living Translation is good, fills the gap. It says, fills the gap in your faith.
第十節他說，我們昼夜切切地祈求，要見你們的面，補滿你們的信心的不足。
But that's a little misleading.
但好似有少少嘅误导性质。
Because do you really know what Paul is saying there?
你睇唔睇到保罗真实想讲嘅乜嘢
？Again, it's hard to translate, right?
要翻译其实唔系容易嘅。
So, again, kudos to those scholars who have translated the NIV and the New Living Translation. They did a wonderful job, and I could never even approach anything they did.
我要去感谢嗰啲翻译圣经嘅人。
But it's misleading in a sense that what he's saying is, I can't wait to see you, but I need to address your shortcomings. That's what he literally is saying. I need to address your shortcomings.
他想说的时候说，我不可以去等候，我等不及要见你，但是同时间我是要去对你说你那种的不足。
He uses a word that in Koine Greek means complete, restore, mend.
他用希利文这个 Kasuin Restore 这个字是补足。
He's saying in verse 10, I'm looking forward to seeing you and addressing your shortcomings.
他说我渴望的去见到你同埋去指出你那种的不足。
And you'll see that if you read through the entire letters because I'll show you on slide 4 and 5, the end of the second letter, 2 Thessalonians 3, 10 to 15, you'll see what he does.
他所講的我們在帖撒羅尼迦後書第三章我們會看到。
In the English Standard Version, it says, For even when we were with you, we would give you this command. If anyone is not willing to work, let him not eat. For we hear that some among you walk in idleness, not busy at work, but busy bodies. Now such persons we command and encourage in the Lord Jesus Christ to do their work quietly and to earn their own living. As for you, brothers, do not grow weary in doing good. If anyone does not obey what we say in this letter, take note of that person and have nothing to do with him, that he may be ashamed. Do not regard him as an enemy, but warn him as a brother.
第十节，我们在你们那里的时候，曾吩咐你们说，若有人不肯做工，就不可吃饭。因我们听说，在你们中间有人不按规矩而行，什么工都不做，反倒专管闲事。我们靠主耶稣基督吩咐，劝戒这样的人，要安静做工，吃自己的饭。弟兄们，你们行善不可丧志。若有人不听从我们这信上的话，要记下他，不和他交往，叫他自觉羞愧。但不要以他为仇人，要劝他如弟兄。
Okay, by way of review, the two perils. If you give away your heart and your head, what happens? You're too emotionally dependent. Not going to change people. It's going to hurt you.
我哋头先所讲其中一个处境，当你嘅心、你嘅头脑都去放喺嗰个人身上边嘅时候，其实你系只靠住佢。
Second peril, if you keep your head.And your heart, there's no change, right? You're detached, not effective in changing people.
如果你的头脑同埋你的心都唔放喺嗰个人身上边嘅时候，你唔能够真系改变佢。
So how do you know if you're giving away your heart and your head? How do you know when you're in danger?
咁你点知道你系呢两种嘅状况其中咧？
Well, if you give your heart and your head away, you really don't want the other person's joy.
因为当你将你的头脑同埋你的心都放喺佢哋嘅身上面嘅时候，你其实唔系要佢哋得到喜乐。
You really don't want the other person's holiness.
你唔想佢哋有圣洁。
You really don't want the other person's good health.
你唔想佢哋有好健康。
You just want their approval, as I mentioned.
就好似我头先讲，你只不过想得到佢哋嘅认同。
Somehow you just unhealthily want them to depend on you. You want the person needing you.
佢想嗰個人係需要你，你想嗰個人去依靠你。
Or to put it another way, you want the person to love you, but you don't want the person. You just want the person's love.
你只不過想嗰個人去愛你，你想得到嗰個人嘅愛，你唔係想嗰個人要嗰個人。
Because when you accept the person, you accept their entire self, right? Their warts and all.
但如果你接受一個人嘅時候，你接受嗰個人嘅全部。
So how do you know then whether you struggle with this or not?
咁你點知你係咪喺呢啲咁嘅狀況當中咧？
What can help you discern if you're entrapped with wanting a person's approval rather than loving them to help both of you be like Christ?
你点知道你系咪去啊想得到嗰个人嘅认同，而唔系想嗰个人去得到真正嘅改变
？Again, I encourage you to read the letters because the hints and signs are all over the letters of First and Second Thessalonians.
咁我鼓励你去真系去睇下帖撒罗尼迦前后书。
Here's the test. You're afraid to give them constructive criticism. You won't. You will not give them what they need. You will not tell them they're wrong in certain behaviors in their life.
我哋点样睇出嚟？我哋头先讲嗰种处境咧，就系话你会唔想去俾佢哋有真正嘅批评，你唔想佢哋真正嘅系唔开心。
The reason is because you can't bear their unhappiness with you.
因为你唔想佢哋对你有不满。
Paul can't bear their unhappiness, but he certainly can bear their unhappiness with him.
保罗唔想佢哋有唔开心，但系保罗能够系抵受住佢哋对保罗嘅不满。
Because I just showed you how he talks to them.
因为我头先已经俾你睇到保罗点样同佢哋讲嘢。
He loves them, but he points out their faults.
佢爱佢哋，佢将佢哋嘅错误指出嚟。
There is constructive criticism going on.
喺当中有一个有建设性嘅批评。
And most of us can't bear the unhappiness with us, but we can bear them being unhappy because they don't change.
好多人我哋唔能够去忍受人哋对我哋嘅不满，但系反之我哋能够忍受佢哋生命里边嘅唔开心，就系因住佢哋唔能够得到改变。
You don't be a people pleaser like me。
又唔好似我咁样，我好中意去人哋取悦我。
God is teaching me not to be a people pleaser, to be a God pleaser, but it's slow.
我哋要去尝试去啊，去取悦神，而唔系取悦人。
Don't be like me. Don't lack the courage to confront people, confront them for their errors.
唔好似我咁样，你哋要有勇气嘅去同人去对于佢哋嘅错误要对质。
And if they're unhappy with you, because you didn't give them.You gave them your heart, but not your head. You'll be okay.
如果你将你嘅心去俾佢哋，但系你头脑仍然系清晰嘅时候，纵使佢哋对你不满，但系系可以嘅。
Because the danger of again seeking people's approval rather than their joy is you might convince yourself they're okay, that they don't need the change.
因为如果你只系寻求人嘅认同嘅时候，其实你唔系真系想佢哋得到改变。
That won't help them, it won't help their family, it won't help the world.
你不能够帮助他们，不能够帮助你的家庭，不能够帮助你的世界。
Not only can you not give constructive criticism, you can't take it in yourself if you're a people pleaser.
如果你想去取悦人的时候，不单止你不够将一个有建设性的批评去给人，并且你都不能够去给自己。
Because you get devastated, you get ruined when someone speaks the truth and love to you.And you can't handle it.
因为当人用爱去将你去将真理去对你讲的时候，你自己都不能够去承受。
Friends don't need people who can't give them constructive criticism. You're not a good friend if you don't.
我哋唔需要一啲唔能够俾有建设性批评嘅朋友。
You have to point out ungodliness. You have to point out a defective character.
你要将他们的错误指出来，你要将他们不属神的性质都讲出来。
On the other hand, how do you know if a person has kept their heart and their head, again, being detached?
另一方面，怎样看到这个人不是将这个心和头脑都去摆上？
Which again is very unhealthy spiritually, it's the fact that you come over and you are judgmental.
因为这个是不健康的，因为如果你这样做的时候，你是带着批判。
And Jesus says in Matthew 7, do not judge.
耶稣在马太福音第七章，他说不要论断人。
And James echoes that in James 4:12, who are you to judge your neighbor?
雅各书四章十二节，他说你是谁竟敢论断别人呢？
And so, the Bible's against judging in several places.
圣经很多的地方都讲到我们不应该论断人。
So what about the Apostle Paul here?
那保罗这里讲什么呢？
Well, you'll see on slide 6, the last slide, what does Paul say at the end, as we read, of 2 Thessalonians chapter 3?
保罗在帖撒罗尼迦后书第三章讲了什么呢？
Well, I put it up there in paraphrase form, just to shorten it.I command and urge you in the Lord Jesus Christ to settle down and earn the bread you eat. If anyone doesn't obey our instruction in this letter, don't associate with him.
我们刚才都读过，他说我们靠主耶稣基督吩咐，劝戒这样的人要安静做工，吃自己的饭。有人不听从我们这信上的话，要记下他，不和他交往。
You know, because we're sinners, we all are sinners, even the redeemed, right?You still have the remnants of the sinful nature. We all don't like God speaking into our life.
我们每一个都是罪人，纵使我们是信了主，但是我们仍然有罪性在里面。
That's
我们都不希望神去向我们的生命说话。
That's why it's hard in a place like New York City, when you talk to secular people, they think you're very judgmental. They think you Christians are judgmental.
咁現今世代嘅人都以為基督徒咧係好中意去批評人、論斷人。
And you'll hear that a lot if you've been proclaiming Christ around amongst the people, secular people in the city.
咁如果你係有同人去傳個福音嘅時候，你都會聽過呢啲咁嘅批評。
You'll hear that they'll say, you know, that's what I hate about you Christians. You're judging me.
佢話。我最憎你哋啲基督徒，你中意咧系去判断我、论断我、批评我。
You're always saying this is right, this is wrong, and I don't believe you should judge anyone.
佢哋 啲人唔中意基督徒，因为佢话你哋成日都话我呢样啱，嗰样唔啱，我唔中意你哋去批评我所做嘅嘢。
Have you ever talked to a secular person in New York City? That's what they would say. I don't believe you should correct anybody. I don't believe you should advise anybody.
佢话我唔相信你啲基督徒要对人要俾啲乜嘢嘅意见或者批评。
Just let them find their own way.
要俾呢啲人佢哋过自己嘅生活咯。
You must not express any moral superiority to them in any way.
你唔可以系好似自己喺道德上边嘅高高在上一样去睇其他人。
And they'll go on and say, "That's what I don't like about you Christians. You judge people."
又佢哋继续话，所以我唔中意你哋呢啲基督徒，你哋中意去批评人。
Well, if you're a Christian, you need to utterly, respectfully say, "That's a contradiction."
咁但系如果你基督徒，你听到呢啲咁嘅说话嘅时候，你要指出佢哋自己系自相矛盾。
Because this is how the world sees things, right?When it comes to relationships, the world says you should give away your heart, right? But don't tell them the truth.
这个世界的看这个关系就是这样了。他说你要将你的心给出来，但是不要将这个真理说出来。
Don't tell them this is right, this is wrong.
不要告诉他这个对，这个错。
Don't tell them God wants your holiness.
不要告诉他神想你是圣洁。
You must never express any moral evaluation.
你唔可以讲佢哋听道德上边任何嘅批评。
That's the way of the world, right?
世界就系咁样。
Christian, you need to respectfully say that is a contradiction because what you're saying to me is what you're preventing me from doing.
但系基督徒，你要听到佢哋咁样讲嘅时候，你要指出佢哋自己系有矛盾嘅。
You're evaluating me by saying I shouldn't speak on any moral issue.To say it's right or wrong.
当你听到他们这样讲的时候，你要指出，其实他们这样对你讲，其实他们都是判断着你，去论断着你。
When you say, you must never say your position is morally superior, that's taking a morally superior position.
因为当他们指出说你以为自己在道德上面更加高的时候，他们其实站在一个更加高的地方。
Because the fact of the matter is, there's no way to avoid.Moral evaluation in life.
因为我们生命上面没可能去逃避在道德上面有任何的评价。
Everyone needs to do that. You must make moral evaluations.
每一个人都要这样做，每一个人都要有一个道德的评估。
But Jesus says, do so not judgmentally.
但耶稣说你这样做不是要去论断人。
Because judgmentalism is a place where you actually are keeping your head and keeping your heart.
因为这个论断主义就是将你的心和你的头脑都跟那个人去割离。
And you're not loving people for who they are made in the image of God. You're just judging them.
你不是爱他们，纵使这些人是藉着神的形象而做，你只不过是想去论断批评他们。
That's not what Paul's doing. He's not judging people.
保罗所做的并不是这样，保罗不是要论断他们。
Because Paul says at the end of 2 Thessalonians 3, don't you dare regard him as an enemy, warn him what? As a brother.
因为保罗说你不要以为他们是你的仇人，你要好像弟兄这样要去警告他们。
You bring shame on him not to humiliate the person.
他使他们去觉得羞愧，不是要去羞辱他们。
You want to wake him up to reality. God is God, you are not.
你要去整醒他们，你要让他们看到神是神，你不是神。
God determines how life ought to be lived, you do not.
神去决定这个生命要怎样过，而不是你自己做决定。
So why are you living in a way where you are God on the throne?
那为什么你过一个生活好像你自己坐在宝座上面的神一样呢？
And if you're judgmental, people will notice that and think you're just paying them back.
如果你是喜欢论断人的时候，人是很容易知道，好像你是要去审判他们一样。
They'll sense that. They'll know that. You're telling the truth just for the sake of truth. You're not doing it as a brother to wake them up.
他们会很容易就看得出，你去将这个真理说出来，你不是真的要去整醒他们，你只不过是将讲出他们的不是。
That's why self-righteous people rub you the wrong way, right?
所以自义嘅人好容易就会去得罪你。
Because judgmental people love to tell the truth.
因为中意论断嘅人好中意去讲呢个真相。
But they don't care that you change for the better.
但系佢哋唔介意或者唔在意你究竟最后有冇改变。
You know, a Christian is unique. They have a vision of a person. They might see a caterpillar now, but they know with the Lord's help, that person will turn into a beautiful butterfly.
所以当基督徒要睇人嘅时候，我哋要睇佢哋好似一个蝴蝶嘅茧。你要睇到当神改变佢哋嘅时候，佢哋能够变成一个好美丽嘅蝴蝶。
And yes, they see the mess. They see what God is, though through the mess, they see what God is making.And they are committed to the other person's glory.
他们能够看到，纵使这个人仍然生命是一塌糊涂，但是他们可以看到神去改变这个人，然后使到他得着荣耀。
That's the reason why you ought to speak the truth and love to others.
所以我们要用爱心去说诚实话。
Because Paul says in our text in verse 9, How can we thank God enough for you in return for all the joy we have?In the presence of our God because of you.
第九节话，我们在神面前因着你们甚是喜乐，为这一切喜乐，可用何等的感谢为你们报答神呢？
Paul's fervently praying for them. He's so excited that God is molding them and shaping them to be like him.
保罗好热心嘅为佢祈祷，保罗睇到神去点样去塑造佢哋，保罗觉得好开心。
Paul's goal isn't how's this person going to fulfill my needs.
保罗唔系在意话呢啲人点样可以去满足保罗嘅需要。
Paul's goal isn't help me reach my goals。
保罗嘅目的唔系话佢哋能唔能够去达到我自己嘅目的。
Paul's goal is every Christian's goal for the glory of God。
保罗嘅目的
for the glory of the other person。
保罗嘅目的系应该系每一个人嘅目标，就系话神得着荣耀，同埋每一个人都得着荣耀。
That's why he ends verse 12.May the Lord make your love increase and overflow for each other and for everyone else, just as ours does for you.
所以第十二节佢话，又愿主叫你们彼此相爱的心，并爱众人的心都能增长充足，如同我们爱你们一样。
See, Paul can do what he does is because he knows the Lord makes Paul's love possible.
保罗能够咁样做，因为保罗知道神去帮助佢嘅爱能够充足。
Because Paul himself tasted and saw that the Lord was good.
因为保罗曾经尝过、经历过，知道神系好嘅。
He's met the risen Christ personally.
佢个人嘅遇见过耶稣基督复活。
And by faith.He trusts in the person and work of the Christ.
是藉着信心相信耶稣基督的工作。
That enables him to take the Teflon coating off his heart.
去帮助他能够将他遮蔽他的心的那一层东西去拿走。
And he's open-hearted to them.
他将他的心向他们打开。
And he wants them to receive the joy.Of knowing Christ.
他想他们能够得到藉着认识耶稣基督而得到的喜乐。
Father, we thank you for your word and for the Apostle Paul and what he has penned in 1st and 2nd Thessalonians.
天父，我们感谢你的话语和保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前后书所写的。
And I pray, Lord, we seriously consider with our minds and hearts what you're telling us here.
与我们的心思意念都是去思考神你给我们的说话。
We thank you, Lord, for the miraculous change of changes, changed lives that were seen in the scriptures as the Apostle Paul went through the Mediterranean world.
我们感谢你，保罗经过这个小亚细亚地方的时候，看到生命的改变。
And we know that same power, in that same message, the gospel,With the same Holy Spirit is active today.
我们知道这个同一的圣灵、同一的福音的大能在今天仍然是动工。
And so help us not to quench the Spirit, but to be in tune with the Spirit, in step with the Spirit.
所以主叫我们的心思意念都是与这个圣灵去同步。
And not be afraid, not be a people pleaser, but to go, giving our hearts away to people, but having our head focused on you.
所以叫我们不要恐惧，不要畏惧，不要叫我们要寻求人的认同，而是将我们的心去导出，但我们的头脑，我们的心思也都是专注在你那里。
Give us encouragement today to see that in the lives of believers.
我们藉着信徒的生命，我们得到这个鼓励。
We ask that in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名义求，阿门。